Alexis s'appelle Radha Govinda.
We yeah in the center at the top called Radha Govind.
Ils sont au centre, Radha Govinda.
Govinda is playing flute.
Govinda est celui qui joue de la flûte.
Govinda is same Krishna. Hari Hari Hari. Okay, maybe. Hello, Gaura. Krishna plays flute.
Krishna joue de la flûte.
Then we have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Nithai.
Et ensuite on a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Nithai.
Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Those two, the raised arms, if you can. Then we also have Jagannath Baladev Subhadra here. Jagannath is Krishna. So Krishna in many different forms. God in different forms. God in different forms.
Dieu en formes différentes, sous des formes différentes.
So this house of Ram Gopal Prabhu,
cette maison qui est Ram Gopal Prabhu,
it's no more just ordinary house.
Ce n'est pas juste une maison toute simple, pas ordinaire.
It has become a temple of Krishna.
Elle est devenue un temple pour Krishna.
So we welcome you all.
Alors je vous souhaite la bienvenue à tous.
To the residence of Ram Gopal Prabhu. And there is Hari Hari. Good wife, Jai Radha, Jai Radhika, Jai Radhika. With their children also, four sons. And one of them wants to dedicate his whole life to propagate Krishna consciousness. That's Jai Radhika.
Mataji Radhika ki jai. Jai.
And their son, Roderick.
Leur fils qui s'appelle Derek, qui est déjà très dévoué à la conscience de Krishna, très engagé.
He had been practicing also Krishna consciousness. For some time now.
Ça fait quelque temps maintenant, assez longtemps qu'il pratique la conscience de Krishna.
Almost from his childhood.
Il pratique depuis l'enfance, depuis un très jeune âge.
You see all these beautiful dresses of the deities, they are made by him.
Vous avez vu.
Designer, he's a designer.
Et c'est lui qui habille les magnifiques mantis qui sont ici et il fabrique.
Designer of God, God's dresses designer.
Il est celui qui fabrique les vêtements hein, de Dieu. Le styliste, on peut dire le styliste de Dieu.
And today he's taking vow of taking brahmachari, life of brahmacharya.
Il a commencé sa vie de brahmachari.
He wants to be monk.
Il veut devenir moine.
Go to India.
Aller en Inde.
Get all the training, education.
Poursuivre la formation, avoir la connaissance, l'éducation.
Of self-realization, Krishna realization, education of all.
De la connaissance de Krishna et de la réalisation spirituelle.
And then spread Krishna consciousness, God consciousness. He may come back again to reunion and spread Krishna's, God's glories everywhere. Yeah, we just wanted to share that news. Yeah, you wanted to do this? You'd like to welcome? Maybe give a hand to... And of course, he has your name.
Larry. Ouais, son frère, Larry.
And one more.
Et son autre frère. Henry.
And one more. Right?
Il manque un. Et qui n'est pas encore arrivé.
He has not returned. Very busy.
He's on his way, he's coming.
Okay. So this house is no more house, it's a temple.
Donc, il répète que cette maison n'est pas une maison ordinaire, hein, c'est un temple, nous sommes dans un temple.
It's a center of association. Which association?
Bhakti Yoga.
Reunion Association.
C'est le centre de Bhakti Yoga, l'association de Ram Gopal Prabhu Mataji Radhika, l'association Bhakti Yoga.
Yeah, devotional. Linking with the Lord through devotional service. That is Bhakti Yoga Association.
Association Bhakti Yoga, c'est le lien dévotionnel avec Dieu.
It has been duly registered with the Government of Reunion.
Ça a été enregistré au niveau gouvernemental, hein, dans l'administration.
So this is the headquarter.
C'est le quartier principal.
This is the center of that association.
Cette association.
And many of you are member of this association.
Et beaucoup d'entre vous sont des membres de cette association.
We also have the society registered in another name,
in
other part of the country.
Dans une autre partie de l'île de la Réunion.
And the name there?
Sankirtan Association.
Association
Sankirtan.
And Dayal Radha is, you're a chairman or president of that association.
Je suis la présidente.
Along with some other members. And these are extensions of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Ces deux associations sont des extensions de l'ISKCON, la Société Internationale pour le Mouvement de la Conscience de Krishna.
International means everywhere.
International, donc répandu dans le monde entier.
We are just starting here, just the beginning here.
C'est juste le commencement maintenant, aujourd'hui, ici.
For this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Hare Krishna Movement, also it is known as Hare Krishna Movement, is active in this world for past 50 years.
Ce mouvement international pour la conscience de Krishna, ça existe depuis plus de 50 ans.
50 years ago. Yes. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki.
Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, que vous voyez ici.
He is our Jesus.
C'est notre Jésus.
He started the propagation of Krishna consciousness.
Il a commencé la propagation de la conscience de Krishna.
Starting with New York in 1966.
Il a débuté à New York en 1966.
So next year will be a Golden Jubilee celebration of this Hare Krishna movement 50th anniversary.
L'année prochaine, ce sera le 50e anniversaire.
Of course, in Mauritius, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada did visit Mauritius twice.
Prabhupada a visité l'île Maurice deux fois.
And of course, he was in South Africa.
Bien sûr, il est passé par l'Afrique du Sud.
And Kenya and some other African countries. And all over Europe and all over...
Et dans le monde entier.
He started his well, we cannot say it's not a work. It's not a work. It's the propagation of Krishna consciousness. At the age of 69, and then he traveled 14 times around the world, 14 times. No one travels, right? At the age of 70, no one travels like that.
At the age of 70, no one travels like that.
So what he did was an amazing thing. Writing books. He wrote some 70 volumes of books. Translated Vedic Sanskrit ancient texts into English. Gita, Bhagavat. He would travel or preach all day and then take a little rest and get up in the middle of the night while we would be fast asleep, sleeping. He would get up. We saw. We have witnessed Prabhupada doing this. And all night long he would do the translation of, we have many, many books. And then he established 400 centers, temples, ashrams. 100 during his lifetime, 100. During his lifetime. Now we are close to 1,500 to 1,000. And he initiated 5,000 disciples. 5,000 disciples. I am just one of those 5,000. And they had to take a vow of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
Ils ont tous pris le vœu de chanter ce mantra.
Yeah, the disciples had to take a vow. I'm going to chant Hare Krishna. These are names of Lord Sri Krishna. Or these are names of the Lord. Okay, these are names of the Lord. Krishna is one name and he has other names. Like Jehovah, Allah are some other names also. So Krishna is that principal name. Because he's all attractive. Lord is all attractive. So if you want to say this, God is all attractive. You could say that in one word, saying Krishna.
Si vous voulez dire Dieu infiniment fascinant, on peut dire simplement Krishna.
It's so wonderful.
C'est tellement merveilleux.
God.
Dieu.
Your God. My God.
Votre Dieu, mon Dieu.
Everybody's God.
Le Dieu de tout le monde.
That we are talking about.
C'est de lui dont on est en train de parler.
So they had to chant one mala. This is meditation. Called mantra meditation.
La méditation sur le mantra.
That this Hare Krishna movement is propagating, spreading everywhere.
Ce mouvement Hare Krishna se répand partout.
We have rosary.
Et là on a un chapelet.
from a special tree called Tulsi tree.
Qui est fait à partir d'un bois très spécial qu'on appelle le Tulasi.
Considered very, very sacred. Even tree could be sacred tree. Amongst the trees, Tulsi tree is a very sacred tree.
Parmi tous les arbres, il y a l'arbuste Tulasi qui est sacré.
So we chant on the beads. We chant and hear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And we meditate on these names of God, Sri Krishna, Krishna. So, and as we meditate, as we hear these names, our Krishna consciousness is revived, or God consciousness, Krishna consciousness.
Cette conscience de Krishna, la conscience de Dieu est ravivée.
We are all spirit souls. Last night we were talking about this. You are not this lump of matter. But we are spirit souls. So as the spirit soul hears these names, as the chanter chants with devotion and hears with attention, he thinks of Lord. He remembers the Lord. His love for the Lord is revived. So his disciples had to take vows of chanting Hare Krishna. And also they had to take a vow of following four regulatory principles we call.
Ils ont fait le vœu aussi de suivre également quatre principes régulateurs.
Or the sinful, four sinful activities, not to commit those activities. And there was, those were, should I say?
Huh? Maybe to remind us, in case we forget.
Some of them may be scared to hear. Yeah, no meat eating.
Pas de consommation de viande.
The first.
C'est le premier principe.
First sin is killing and.
Le premier péché, c'est de tuer.
Yeah, thou shalt not kill. This is not just coming from us. From.
Ça ne vient pas juste de nous, de nos écritures.
For this is right there in the Bible. Thou shalt not kill.
C'est écrit dans la Bible. Tu ne dois point tuer.
Jesus was vegetarian.
Jésus était végétarien.
Had to be God-conscious people, Krishna-conscious people. They don't kill. They are not violent.
Les gens qui sont conscients de Krishna, ils ne tuent pas, ils sont pas violents.
Okay, he ate fish, but then maybe just once he ate fish once or under some circumstances.
Parfois, dans certaines circonstances, on mange des poissons.
Come on in, we have some. Yeah?
Jésus.
Please come.
Jésus, il a mangé du poisson dans une circonstance, dans une occasion.
Yeah, Muhammad also. Muhammad.
Muhammad également.
Yeah, he ate dates. Dates from Middle East. Dates, you eat dates?
Dat. Muhammad, il a mangé des dates.
And drank camel milk.
Ah, il buvait du lait de chameau.
Because they're camel, they're not cows. Or... So whatever was available, that kind of milk, camel milk and the dates. And no intoxication. No drinks.
Pas de boisson alcoolisée.
There's so many other nice things to drink.
Il y a tellement de bonnes choses à boire.
Best drink is a water.
La meilleure boisson, c'est l'eau.
You can drink juices, fruit juice.
On peut boire du jus de fruits.
You could drink milk, 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 milk. But not drink blood or or smoke. That's intoxication, right? Also. Which is not also not good for health.
C'est pas bon pour la santé.
Hari Hari. Yeah. You just have to smoke. There was big advertisement. I was once in India. Driving from one place to another place, and there was a big signboard that said, "You, if you smoke cigarette of our company or brand, your life would be a king size. Life king size. Your life would become king size."
Si tu fumes cette marque de cigarette, eh ben ta vie deviendra king size.
You'll become king. So I read that sign and we drove some distance. And then I read another sign that said, "Cancer hospital this way."
Hôpital pour cancer dans cette direction.
So I think you are getting the idea.
Vous voyez ce dont je veux parler.
Yeah. And no illicit sex.
Et pas de sexe illicite.
Illegal.
Illegal.
Something is legalized by scripture, dharma, religion, some within the family, within the, but outside that is this is the sin, this is prohibition, prohibited. So his disciple had to take this vow. The fourth was no gambling.
Et ensuite, pas de jeu de hasard.
So he initiated 5,000 disciples like that. And food distribution and holding big festivals.
Et il tenait régulièrement des grands
glorifying God.
Pour glorifier Dieu.
Jagannath Rath Yatra festival.
Le Ratha de Jagannath, cette fête.
The God has pastimes. God has pastimes. He likes to do some things.
Faire des choses.
Loves to be part of the festivals. So in India, there's a big holy place called Jagannath Puri Dham. In Orissa, Jagannath Puri. You heard? Jagannath Puri. Several are nodding, yes. Yeah, who's talking in the back there? So Prabhupada organized big Ratha Yatra, festival of chariots,
procession en char.
Right on the Manhattan, in the Manhattan, where there are tall skyscraper buildings, 50-story tall. Some 100-story tall. If you're wearing a hat and wanting to look at the top of the building, you lose your hat. That tall. So right there, festival of chariots. With thousands of ladies and gentlemen from America participating. And he was organizing those festivals all over the world, so many cities. Farm communities, he established many farm communities. He was very much emphasizing depending on land and the cow. In our culture, in our religion, which is everybody's Vedic ancient culture, was everyone was following this. Cow is considered very sacred. Cow. Very, very useful. Peaceful animal. Peaceful, useful. So on those farms we had many, many cows. He established New Vrindavan in America. The Krishna, he appeared in Vrindavan and performed his pastimes in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is our Mecca. Vrindavan is our Jerusalem. So that Vrindavan, so many cows also. So Prabhupada established a big a farm community and gave the name New Vrindavan. Where cows are protected. Cows are milked. Milk is offered to God, well, along with other preparations. God eats. God is a person. So we offer that milk to milk sweets, nice sweets made from the milk. So many nice sweets. And then that cow also gives a bullock. The bullock is used, ox power, used for plowing the land. And land is cultivated, the grains are
lorsque la terre est cultivée, ben, elle produit des grains, des céréales.
Yeah, this is our basic need of all of us. Is the food, annad bhavanti bhutani, Krishna says. So, there's a land and then the cow gives oxen or bullock. And God gives rains. Then Mother Earth, we respect Earth as a mother. Today I saw cabbage. I saw reunion cabbage. Big, huge, maybe 10 kg, huge. So when I was feeling it. I was feeling grateful that Mother Earth has given us this nice cabbage, nice.
J'ai éprouvé beaucoup de reconnaissance envers notre mère la terre qui avait produit ce très beau chou.
And what is she not giving? All that we need. Cabbage is just one kind of vegetable. So many.
Le chou est juste un exemple de légumes. Il donne tant d'autres choses.
Today we went on the procession.
Aujourd'hui on a fait une procession.
Singing and dancing. We had a dancing procession in the town. In St. Paul. The police was escorting us and traffic, stopping the traffic, and devotees are beating the drums and the hand cymbals and dancing joyfully. And towards the end, we visited the market, the weekend market. And we saw so many other kinds of vegetables. This reunion land is so fertile. Coming from the volcanic. And lots of rains. And then grains and then vegetables and the flowers and so many spices, and this is a gift of Mother Earth. So Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, was emphasizing land and the cow. Depend on the land and the cow.
Soyons dépendants de la terre et des vaches.
Yeah, grains. Once you have grains and vegetables and fruits,
céréales,
milk,
du lait, des fruits,
then we offer it to the Lord.
Et ensuite on offre.
We make an offering. We make an offering. This is feeling grateful or knowing who is the owner, who has given all this to us, is God.
C'est comme ça qu'on lui montre notre reconnaissance. C'est lui qui nous a donné tout ça.
Who is the creator? Who is it? God is creator. God is a doer. God is a producer. What could we produce? We don't produce anything. Maybe some mucus comes out through the nose, or so these nasty things are coming. God is producing all. It's God's creation.
C'est Dieu qui produit tout ça.
So offer everything to God.
Alors, ben, on offre tout à Dieu.
And God, when he appeared 5,000 years ago, he said, offer this patram pushpam phalam toyam yomi bhaktya prayashati tad aham asnami. Lord said, I eat, you make offering.
Quand il est apparu il y a 5,000 ans, il a dit, je mange. Dieu a dit, je mange, donc offrez-moi, faites-moi des offrandes.
So we, the devotees of Krishna, in this Krishna consciousness movement,
donc dans le mouvement pour la conscience de Krishna, nous sommes des dévots.
And of course, in our whole tradition from India, ancient India, there are others also. We do not eat anything that has not been offered to the Lord.
Et d'après cette très ancienne tradition de l'Inde, on ne mange rien qui n'ait pas été offert à Dieu.
And after it is offered, then we take that as sanctified, spiritualized food.
Et ce n'est que seulement après avoir fait l'offrande qu'on peut consommer cette nourriture spirituelle et sanctifiée.
We call that as prasad.
On appelle ça du prasad.
Or mercy of the Lord. Lord's mercy.
La miséricorde de Dieu.
And as we honor that prasad, sanctified food,
cette nourriture sanctifiée,
then, well, that nourishes our body.
Alors on nourrit le corps.
That's a healthy diet.
C'est un régime très sain.
Vegetarian diet. Then it is offered to the Lord.
Et parce qu'elle a été offerte à Dieu.
He has honored.
Et qu'il a honoré, qu'il l'a mangé, qu'il l'a consommé.
And then that food is no more ordinary food.
Et donc la nourriture elle n'est plus ordinaire.
It is Krishnaized or spiritualized.
Spiritualisé ou Krishnaized.
And as we honor that food is good for upkeep of the body, good, healthy body.
Et quand on honore cette nourriture,
you'll not get sick by honoring prasadam.
On ne devient pas malade en honorant le prasadam.
And that will also develop our mind.
Et ça développe aussi le mental, le cerveau.
The kind of food that we eat,
le genre de nourriture qu'on mange,
the quality of the food determines the quality of our mind.
C'est la qualité de cette nourriture qui détermine la qualité du mental, de notre mental, l'état de notre mental.
There's also sayings that you are what you eat.
Il y a un proverbe, un dicton qui dit vous êtes ce que vous mangez.
Or in India we say vesa an vesa man. Devotees from Mauritius, they understand this. Vesa an, an means food. Vesa man, mind. The kind of food you eat, accordingly your mind.
Oui. Il y a un proverbe en Hindi qui dit la qualité de la, votre état mental dépend de la qualité de la nourriture que vous consommez.
So by eating this spiritual food, then your mind is spiritualized. Your mind is peaceful. Shanti. Om Shanti. Shanti. Peace. Shanti. Probably I've heard this before. Shanti means peace. So your mind becomes peaceful as you eat this spiritual food.
Le mental devient paisible, reposé. Quand on mange cette nourriture spiritualisée.
Goodness, your mind becomes good.
De la vertu.
By other kind of food stuff, like the tigers eat or other, the cats and other animals eat the meat or they bite the bones and like that, human beings also, if they eat that kind of food which is meant for the tigers, carnivorous animals.
Les êtres humains mangent la même chose qui est destinée aux carnivores.
then we become like a lion. Get somebody, jump on somebody. The passion and the violent, your mind is violent. There's agitation, no peace, no satisfaction to you. So, one of the very foundational principle of religion, we call dharma, is daya, mercy.
Le principe fondateur de la religion, c'est la miséricorde.
Even Lord Buddha appeared and he propagated this. Daya dharma ka mool hai, he said. Daya is the foundational principle of dharma, religion. Daya, mercy, have mercy, merciful, being merciful, being kind. This Buddha's story was emphasizing this. So by non-vegetarian diet eating, then that kindness is destroyed. Being kind to others.
Si on ne mange pas une nourriture non végétarienne, on ne peut pas devenir, on ne peut pas avoir de la compassion.
You're not friendly.
La compassion est détruite dans notre cœur.
This is a natural consequence, sir.
Ça, c'est la conséquence naturelle.
This is kind of mind. And from this comes the quarrelsome.
Or
angry.
On devient en colère.
And from this comes the wars, battles, fighting, and then using missiles and the terrorism, wanting to terrorize, scare others. Not only scare, but kill others. Or slaughter others. All this has connection, origin in this, what kind of food that we eat. What kind of food that we eat. So we are taught in Krishna consciousness.
Or
Bhagavad Dharma or Sanatana Dharma. It is also popularly known as Hindu Dharma. But that Hindu name, you will not find that Hindu Dharma name in our scriptures, in Gita, Bhagavat, any Puran. There's no mention of this dharma to be Hindu dharma.
On dit pas que ce dharma, c'est le dharma des Indiens uniquement.
Oh, those people on the bank of Sindhu. There's a river called Sindhu.
Donc en Inde, il y a un fleuve qu'on appelle le Sindhu.
So on one bank there are
sur une rive,
Turkestan and other these Middle East countries or Muslim brothers had settled.
Sur une rive où des musulmans s'étaient installés.
The river Sindhu, like a Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, Kaveri, Narmada, Sindhu. Like there are seven sacred rivers. Yeah, that river now flows through Pakistan, say. So they were saying those on the banks of other bank of Sindhu, they are from Sindhu became Indus in Hindu. Sindhu became Hindu.
Sindhu.
apabhransh, they call it.
On a déformé le mot sindhu pour transformer.
And that's how it became popularly known. Oh, those, that means they are Hindus. They are Hindus.
C'est pour ça qu'on l'a appelé les Hindus.
But in our like there's a Quran and there's a Bible of other Christianity and Islam. Our scriptures are Gita, Bhagavat, Vedas, Puranas, and there's no word Hindu. This is more recent. So in this dharma, it's called Sanatan Dharma, Bhagavad Dharma, eternal dharma or religion.
Dharma éternel qu'on appelle la religion.
This honoring food that has been offered to the Lord is emphasized so much.
La nourriture qui a été d'abord offerte est préconisée.
Yeah, sometimes, I mean, sometimes they say ours is a kitchen religion. kitchen religion.
Nous avons une religion, une culture, une religion de la cuisine.
Our religion is not complete without kitchen.
La religion n'est pas complète s'il n'y a pas la cuisine.
If there's a temple, there has to be a kitchen.
Là où il y a un temple, il faut qu'il y ait une cuisine.
Of God.
Une cuisine pour Dieu, bien sûr.
And things are cooked, all patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam, vegetarian, nice dishes.
Des plats succulents, végétariens.
And you could cook thousands of dishes.
Des milliers de plats.
Yeah. In our Los Angeles temple in California,
En Californie, dans notre temple de Los Angeles.
On Janmashtami, on appearance day of the Lord.
Le jour de Janmashtami, le jour d'apparition de Krishna.
They cook 1,108 preparations.
1,108 préparations ont été offertes.
Oh, nice vegetarian dishes.
1,108.
Watering your mouth, watering. Yeah, so nice. So healthy. Anyway, so Prabhupada established New Vrindavan community, the farming also emphasized farming.
Donc Prabhupada il a mis l'accent sur les fermes. Communauté de fermes.
So like that. Getting up early morning, he emphasized.
Et il a aussi dit qu'il fallait se réveiller très tôt le matin.
Yeah, this morning, as I was getting up, coo-coo-coo-coo! So, I was reminded of my village. I used to get up in my village. In India, 50 years ago. There were no alarm clocks. These God-made cocks were the alarm clocks. And God has made them, trained them. They're the first birds. Other birds also get up and begin chirping, singing. It's nice music. Huh? Nice. Nature's music.
C'est la musique naturelle.
And then the cocks are there to wake you up.
Les coqs sont là pour nous.
Meaning get up.
Et ils disent, il faut se réveiller.
Early morning hours are the best hours. Get up, wake up.
Très tôt le matin, les premières heures matinales, c'est le meilleur moment.
But these cocks, this is God's arrangement. It's time to get up.
C'est un arrangement de Dieu pour nous faire réveiller.
Early to bed, early to rise. Makes man healthy, wealthy, wise.
Celui qui se lève, qui se couche tôt et se lève tôt. Makes him wise. Le rend très sage. Makes him wise.
Yeah, so this also we do early morning, we get up.
Donc c'est pour ça qu'on se réveille très tôt le matin.
take darshan of see the deity of the Lord. Offer our obeisances,
et là on se prosterne,
respects to the Lord.
On se prosterne et on offre ses respects au Seigneur.
And we begin singing glories of the Lord. And then we do our mantra meditation during early morning hours, the best hours of the day, best time of the day. Remembering Lord, meditating on the Lord. Yeah, this is what human beings are expected to do.
C'est ce qu'un être humain est supposé et censé faire. C'est ce qu'on...
What is this life meant for?
Sinon, à quoi ça sert, cette vie?
Just to what? Eat, sleep, mate, and defend. These are the four activities. Well, the animals are also doing this.
Les animaux font la même chose.
Eating and sleeping and mating and defense. So if we just did just those four activities, then how are we better than the animals or the birds or other creatures? So you have been invited here for a function.
Donc vous avez été invité ici pour, dans un but.
Spiritual function.
Dans un but
God consciousness, Krishna conscious function.
Ce but, c'est la conscience de Krishna.
So this Krishna consciousness, God consciousness is only or exclusively for the human beings.
La conscience de Dieu est le privilège des êtres humains.
This is additional function of human being.
C'est une fonction très particulière.
Animals cannot come to the church or mosque or temple.
On peut pas aller à l'église.
It's not expected. Yes.
On peut pas supposer aller à la Mecque ou à la mosquée.
Sketch. It means little. Yeah. Okay. Some attraction. Well, drama is also ahead of you. Don't leave. Okay.
On attend un petit spectacle.
Okay. So.
Ne pas. Il y a un petit spectacle qui va se produire bientôt.
Yeah. So this religion, spirituality, reviving our dormant love for the Lord.
La religion, ça réveille notre amour pour Dieu.
Yeah, so that, well, there's a lot to say, there's a lot to know. So that we don't have to take birth again and die again and be born again and die again and called reincarnation. Yeah, so whether we accept or not, it exists. This reincarnation is there. Rebirth is waiting us, and it's not so nice. Every time it's a heartbreaking experience. You know, we are in reunion, this family, this mother, this father, this, and immediately you are thrown out. Get out of here.
À chaque fois, c'est une expérience réellement déchirante. On a notre père, notre mère, notre famille, et ensuite, tout d'un coup, on nous pousse.
We accumulate wealth and build the house, and you know, children are there, and this, that, and then we it ends with death. Then it starts all over again. And then we think, oh, now I'm from this country, this is my religion, I'm a man, I'm a rich person, I am this, I, every time, and then finished. Oops. I like this. So this is birth, death, old age, disease. This is a cause of suffering. Lord Buddha, incarnated as Buddha, he made human beings to understand this. The cause of suffering is old age. This Gautam Buddha, when he was a Siddhartha, young man, prince. He wanted to see the countryside and country. And so finally, father knew, if my son goes around, he's just going to experience a lot of misery. Also, he'll encounter suffering. But son was in, no, I want to see the world. So, okay. So it was arranged. He was given a chariot. The prince sat in the chariot, and charioteer was... he was driving, and hey, what is that? Why is this man not walking straight? And why is he giving support this third leg? Kind of, he was, and he's trembling. Help! Help! He's trying to cross the road, but. Sometimes you're falling, getting up. What is this? So the chariot driver said, this is old age. Oh, does everyone get old? Oh, sure. And about me? No problem. You will also get old. I'm doing a little sketch here. Well, then he, okay, go on, move on. So, then he saw some person suffering. He was diseased. He had a leprosy. And pus and blood was oozing out of body and fingers, and flies all around, and he was suffering like anything, agonized. He was not in ICU, modern 5-star hotel these days. They are 5-star hotel, a 5-star, well, they have, first they are 5-star hotels, and they enjoy in 5-star hotel. And from, they enjoy, enjoyment is also called bhoga, bhog means enjoyment. And from, they become bhogis, enjoyers. And then they become rogis, they become diseased. And then they are transferred from 5-star hotels to 5-star hospitals. Lifestyle, this is our lifestyle. We'll die in a style, we'll die in a 5-star hotel. Or in ICU. So sickness is sickness. The body gets sick, suffering. Especially as you get older. So this Siddhartha wanted to see the world. He was seeing this person on footpath, suffering. because of the sickness. What is this? He's a sick person. Does everyone get sick? Sure. And about me? Will I get sick also? No problem. You'll also get sick. But I'm a prince. No problem. You'll also get sick. Sickness is not scared of kings or princes. Hey, this is a rich person's house. Look. Be aware of dogs. They even have dogs there. The gunman. Sickness is not scared of entering there. Rich, poor, everyone gets sick. So this was a first-hand experience. First one was the old age. And the third thing was someone died and their dead body.
Et la troisième expérience était la confrontation avec la mort.
In India, I think in the West also, Muslim brothers also, they carry coffin, they call it. In India, they carry this. Hey, what is this scene? One person is nicely lying down on some kind of bed, he was thinking he's enjoying some beauty in the sky, while so many others are carrying that heavy load of this person. So what is this scene? That person lying, he is dead. He is not seeing nothing. He is dead. He is gone. They are bringing him to the cremation ground. Soon they will burn his body. And they will return home. So much suffering. Oh, this person is dead. He was living, but no more. Suffering. So anyway, enough is enough. This was enough for Buddha Dev. I have seen the world. No more. Bring my chariot back to the palace. Okay, you turn and in the palace. So that night, on the way back and then all night, he was thinking, I want to find solution to these problems. Everything starts with birth, and there's old age, and disease, and death. And death is not full stop. That is just a beginning, another birth, another old age, disease, death. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jathare shayanam, iha samsare khalu dustare kripaya pahi pare murare. Please, Lord, protect me. Please, help. I want to end this suffering, birth, death, old age, disease. I want to find solution to this problem. Now I know what this problem is. These are the problems. And Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, he also has listed this. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanu darshanam. Says, birth, death, old age, disease, dukkha, cause of suffering of everybody, all the humans on this planet. Doesn't matter which country, which this, which that, which economic status, black, white, man, woman, rich, poor, we are in the same boat. So in this human form of life, we have opportunity to put full stop to this suffering. So how to put full stop to the suffering? By not taking birth again.
En ne prenant pas naissance de nouveau.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. We say this in our Hare Krishna family, Hare Krishna movement. When there's a birthday of somebody, we say, happy birthday to you. You may never take birth again. It's also a prayer. Happy birthday to you. That's nice, your happy birthday. But you may never take birth again.
Dans notre conscience de Krishna, dans le mouvement pour la conscience de Krishna, on dit il faut pas qu'on reprenne naissance.
And that is what Lord says. Punarjanma na vidyate, no more. If you, in this human form of life, surrender unto me, come to me, Lord says, understand me, understand yourself also, and re-establish your forgotten, lost relationship with me, with the Lord. Yeah, become God conscious. We call it Krishna conscious. You develop your Krishna consciousness. Then Krishna says, no more births. No more death. In the meek and humble shall inherit the kingdom of the Lord. Now, there's some statement. The biblical statement in the Bible you find. The meek, humble.
The meek and humble, les bons et les pieux, ceux qui sont doux et humbles, ils viendront à moi. Oui, c'est une parole de la Bible.
I mean, this statement implies that there's a kingdom of Lord where Lord resides eternally. And those who cultivate their God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, and those who are God conscious, Krishna conscious, they're all, those souls, they're always very humble, very meek, very.
Et ceux qui cultivent la conscience de Krishna, ils deviennent très humbles et très bons, très doux.
They are not aggressive or they are not.
Ils sont pas agressifs.
Puffed up or proud, falsely proud. They are very humble.
Ils sont très humbles.
So then. We call it going back to home, back to Godhead. There's a talk of, yeah, Vaikuntha world, and Lord resides there. And we, the souls, purified souls, Krishna conscious souls, surrendered souls, God realized, Krishna realized souls, then we return to the Lord. Attaining our spiritual forms and spiritual bodies, we have spiritual form. Soul is a spiritual form, body. And no more birth means no more death, no more old age, no more disease. So it's a big problem solved by this Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. So we strongly recommend in this day and age meditation upon the Lord. including meditation on the form of the Lord,
la méditation sur la forme du Seigneur.
Especially meditate upon the names of the Lord.
Et surtout, il faut méditer sur les noms de Dieu.
Yes, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we say these names, so much is said, so much deeper meaning, purport, associated with these names. So much knowledge, so much information. By this meditation, it brings about the transformation. Our character changes, our consciousness changes. We become good people, good souls.
Et on devient des personnes bonnes. On devient
bon. We become the best.
On devient les meilleures personnes.
Good people.
Des gens bien.
Friendly people.
Gentils.
Helpful people.
Serviables.
The broad-minded people.
Tolérants.
Humble people.
Les gens très humbles.
Simple living, high thinking people.
Une vie simple et de pensée très élevée.
And this is what world needs.
C'est ce dont on a besoin.
Better quality human beings.
D'être de meilleurs êtres humains.
With better values.
Avec de meilleures valeurs.
Best characters.
Une meilleure personnalité, un meilleur caractère, un tempérament.
So this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, founded by Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, is dedicated
et dévoué
to propagate the teachings and culture, Krishna consciousness, all over the world, so that there's a revolution in consciousness, and there'll be better quality human race. Human beings everywhere. So we welcome. I mean, we already welcomed. I think. But I thank now. And encourage you, or welcome you. Okay, welcome you to. Contemplate on what we shared with you. And follow this wonderful, authentic process.
On demande de suivre ce processus, cette méthode qui est authentique.
We are not a sectarian. These are universal principles.
Pas sectaire, on n'est pas une secte. Ce sont des principes universels.
So, as we mentioned, we have already several practitioners, followers of this Hare Krishna movement.
Donc ici, on a déjà des pratiquants.
And we are also registered more than one places, this two associations, and there are leaders and organizers, and these kind of get-togethers are conducted regularly, every Sunday, maybe you could tell them a little later.
Et on
what, when to come and yes, so
assister à nos programmes et se joindre à nous.
And from time to time we come also, or devotees come from Mauritius,
or Nasinga.
Tirtha Prabhu had been going out of his way and coming to Mauritius, not from Mauritius, to Reunion, again and again and again and again. 10 times at least he has been here.
10 times?
Yeah, more?
More.
And some other leaders also had been coming, Sundar Lal comes and others. We had even Bhakti Chaitanya Swami, one of our very big leader, was here a few months ago or last year sometimes. December, okay. And this time we have some more devotees, practitioners of Krishna consciousness, have come from small battalion, small army. Came along.
Petite armée qui a accompagné Maharaj de Maurice. Escort, bodyguards.
And and many of you. Who is here for first time again? We asked this question last night and we again asked this.
Qui vient aujourd'hui pour la première fois ici?
First time here. Okay. But make sure this is not your last time. Let there be. You're okay so far? Are you all right? Yeah, normally those who come to our program, once they come.
But she comes regularly to my place. She wanted to meet you tonight.
Well, here, first time.
And I said you were leaving tomorrow, so she had to come.
Early morning. I should be leaving very soon now from here. Get closer to the airport.
She wanted to meet you. That's why.
Tomorrow, this time tomorrow, we'll be in Nairobi.
Demain, je serai à Nairobi. À 7
heures. Or addressing another very big gathering there. So we had to rush out of here. Okay, so please keep coming again and again. All right, and the skit now, the drama now. Okay, I'll sing a little bit, and then you can. Yeah. Yeah, who's going to stop them? Now it's here. So we'll excuse me. Sing a little bit. Hare Krishna. And towards the end, we also have, okay, I thought you were leaving, but you are settling. So do not leave. We have a little prasad.
Vous ne sortez pas sans avoir pris le prasad, hein, donc il y a quelque chose qui est offert à manger après le programme. Alors là, tu vas chanter, après il y a un petit spectacle et on va prendre quelque chose à manger.
Yeah, our program is not complete unless there's some prasad or some food.
Le programme n'est pas fini tant qu'on a pas
sanctified food. So the mantra that we talked about, we will sing.
Le mantra dont on a parlé, maintenant on va le chanter.
It is here on the this little banner you could see.
Cette bannière.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Ram,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Everyone say Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Rama Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Rama Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hare
Krishna
Everybody please play this sing along Rama Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna. Hare 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 Rama.
Thank you. Rupa Goswami, परिभाजकाचार्य